joining us right now, the Angels are here, and their closer, a guy we all know and love, Bud Norris, with us here on ESPN 97.5. Bud, what's up?
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Good. Things are really well.
Yeah, John, well, go ahead and start ripping my guy.
Okay, no, I got a question for you. You guys are 5-5 since Trout went down. Do you feel like you're a better team without him?
You're an idiot.
It was tough to have. Go ahead.
My partner here, Sean Salisbury, he just swings off Trout's nuts every day.
I think Trout's the best player in baseball, and I don't think it's
close.
Oh,
my God. It's embarrassing how he's swinging off his nuts.
And they got it that Trout, they think Trout blows. That's what John says. Trout blows.
So
Trout's a pretty darn good player, and let me say, it's fun to watch every day. It was tough to have him go down here not so long ago, but he's really one of the best players I've ever seen. He's so much fun to watch night in and night out, and there's a reason why.
And then you just go in there and close out games. What about you, closer now?
I love it. It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's a new role for me. It's a new transition. When I got drafted, that's kind of the model they always said I was going to be, was a back-end guy, and I think I proved to the Astros organization and the fans that I was a decent starter for a couple of years. But with the Angels, I just wanted to make the team out of camp and get an opportunity. And that being said, a couple guys went down, and I just kind of fell on the role, and I'm really picking up and learning on the fly. But I've really enjoyed it, and so far, so good.
You know, Justin, I don't know if you remember Justin from Black Horse Limo. You used to work with it. Black Horse Limo.
Just got off the golf course, Johnny.
You and Justin just got off the golf course. And he said, I told Bud when he was here, you're going to be a closer. So Justin's taking credit for it.
I'll give it to him. He did say it. I do remember, and it's panning out. So it's happening.
What's the number one trait a great closer has to have?
Confidence. You guys go out there and trust it. You know, it's the game is on the line. You know the score is right in front of you. Either you got one run to work with or two runs to work with. It's right in front of you. You got to go out there and get three outs, and you got to be ready to go out there and go out there with confidence. So, you know, my thing is I just want to slow the game down, make a couple good pitches to get out some jams and whatnot, and close the door.
Yeah, and John, the Angels, as a California guy, the Angels are going to go. He's going to save three games this weekend. Bingo, bango, bongo.
What's it feel?
Astros losing streak.
What's it feel like to have the weekend off since the Angels aren't going to have any leads against the Astros, Bud?
Well, we're looking for a good series. We understand they got a great record and a very good team over there, but we're going to go out there and play. You know, that's why it's not, you know, just set in stone. These games got to be played. We play 160 for a reason, and even at the end of the year, it gets pretty close to the wild card teams too. So these guys are in our division. They're one of our rivals, and we want to go out there and compete and hopefully bring in some W's.
Hey, Bud, baseball's talking about in 2018 putting a clock on the pitchers. Do we need it?
I don't think so. I mean, the game's been around for how long now, and we're trying to implement all these rules for who? And I've heard Major League Baseball's point of view, and they want to get to the demographic, and they want to speed it up. But, you know, I think it says something about being patient. There's something in society where we need to slow down a little bit today and just enjoy what it is. So the good is on us, too, but it's mental capacity. It takes some time, and you got to have some wherewithal to compete and be out there for a while.
How do you work, though? Don't you want to work quick?
No, I need to be in the right mental frame to go out there and compete. And if I'm just going fast, and I got a clock in front of me, I don't think that's fair. I don't think you guys have a clock in front of you when you got to send an email out to it, you know, the client or something of that sort. So I don't think that's what's necessary. I mean, granted, we need to find ways to help speed it up, whether it be in between innings or throwing more pitches or all kinds of things. But we're going to figure it out. I think we should do it together as far as the union and the major league.
What about an electronic strike zone?
Now we're getting into some deeper territory. You know, the human element is part of the game. Air is part of the game.
I agree. That's
it's going to happen. We've seen perfect games going wrong on the last call, and you know, the strike zone is a strike zone. The umpire has, you know, his human eye over it, and he sees the corner, and he's going to call it. But sometimes it's going to get at the corner, and sometimes it's not. You know, hitters understand that. Catchers understand that. Pitchers understand that. It's a tough pill to swallow, but there is some advanced science out there, these camera angles and everything else. But the strike zone always has been that way, and that's just the game that my grandfather played, and that's why I don't want to necessarily see it change.
Angels closer Bud Norris with us on ESPN 97.5. Do you still like coming in? What do you feel like when you're playing the Astros? I mean, all the time that you spent here, is there a little something extra?
I wouldn't say a little something extra. I'm very proud of the organization. I'm very happy for the fan base because the fans were very faithful and loyal to me when I was here and when we were struggling, unfortunately. But they stayed beside us. And I just remember talking to Oswald back in the day and how much he really got that extra kick of adrenaline when they were in the World Series in 05 and what it was like to play at home and things of that sort. So I'm just happy for the team, for the organization to get back to where they wanted to go. I know it was some tough years, and I was a big part of that. And it was tough for that many years, but I'm happy to see them, you know, playing as well as they are. And granted, obviously, I'm now competing against them, but it's good for the city. It's great for the fan base. And I enjoy watching the young guys go out there and play on a nightly basis.
Isn't it hard to believe, though, from those 100 lost teams to this?
Yeah, it is. But they came in with a system. I mean, I saw a lot in my 4 years here. I saw the sale of the franchise and saw, you know, the turnover of the franchise and the reconstruction of the franchise and what they did in the draft. I mean, they did things right. And it's happened in other couple of places, too, as far as Washington with the Nationals. You know, they've got the Harper and the Strasburg. I mean, you know, you got to get those picks. Those types of players only come along so often. But they've really done a good job in the draft. They've made some good moves. You got to tip your cap to Luhnow and other parts of the front office. But at the end of the day, the players are the ones getting it done. And you got to put out the best roster you can.
Bud Norris with us here on ESPN 97.5. So how's L.A.? You like living there?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a California boy at heart. I still reside in Texas up in Austin, but California boy at heart. And I love I'm down in Newport area, so I'm about 20 minutes from the park. And truly, I love waking up and getting a little smell of that salt water in the morning.
I'm a San Diego guy, and Newport, maybe Corona Del Mar, Newport area, maybe the best city in the country. Okay.
Stop it.
I'm serious. And
after Houston.
Do you go into Boss Cat? Get into Boss Cat, bud. You'll love Boss Cat. If you haven't been down there in Newport, get into that bar and restaurant. It's awesome.
All right, I'll look it up.
Yeah. Oh, so you still got you got a place in Austin? It's weird, like California, right?
Whoa.
I mean, I do have a property in Austin, Texas. I've been, you know, working on it for the last 2 or 3 years, and I plan on moving there in October and laying my hat there for a couple more years. I'm really excited with the project that I've had, and I've been an adopted Texan. I really love living down here, and I really enjoyed my time in Houston, and I love the quality of life in Texas and in California.
How was the Baltimore and Atlanta experiences?
Oh, they were great. I had a lot of fun in Baltimore. That was a great run for me and that team and organization. Playing in the American League East and what that division is was an extremely eye-opening experience, but having a playoff run was even more of an eye-opening experience. And having a couple playoff starts meant a lot to me and my family, and I'll never forget that. And I enjoyed Atlanta last year as well. Obviously, they have a new ballpark, and they're going through some things over there, but I've enjoyed all the places I've played. Love what I get to do every day for a living.
You think us Californians are weird, huh, John?
Yeah.
You do?
And Austin, too.
No,
weird.
Bud and I get it.
Weird.
We know what's happening, okay?
Weird.
Horseshoe Bay. You ever heard of Horseshoe Bay?
Yeah, I heard of it. I've heard of it. How's your golf game?
It's all right. I haven't played much. I'm glad I got to go out there and whack around today.
That's cool. Did you beat Justin?
We played a little side gambling game, but yes, my score would have been a little lower than Justin.
That's not saying much, though.
You got Justin at the Limo Company, John.
Tallest midge is what that is. All right, we got Bud Norris in town this weekend.
Three saves, brother.
Bud, say hello to all the fans out there. You know they loved you when you were here.
Well, hello, Houston fans. I appreciate the support for my years here, and you guys were definitely there. And through thick and thin, this is one of the better sports cities in all of the states. I love coming back and seeing everybody, and excited to go back out to Minute Maid. It's one of the best venues in baseball.
Yeah, you're not no hill. There's no hill left.
Yeah, they've made some changes to the stadium, which is pretty unique. I thought Telus Hill was going to stay for a while, but it's obviously made some adjustments. And I think for safeties of the players, it makes a lot more sense. And you know, with stadiums, they should have some new implements every couple of years.
Absolutely. Bud, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Bud.
Thanks, guys.
There's Bud Norris right here on ESPN 97.5.